with Tim and Dan. That's right. We're back with a podcast edition.
Yeah, strictly podcast edition, Tim. Yeah. Rules and regulations out the window for this one. Yep. There you go. Look at that.
Effect.
Because Mike's not here. Button pusher Mike, radio Mike, he's not here to give us a sound effect there, so we'll be making our own, which we do anyway.
Yeah. There you go. Looser today.
It will be looser, obviously. But we've always loved the fly on the wall edition. And rather than just grabbing the audio from our radio show we do, we thought, you know what? Let's jump in the studio. Let's have a bit of fun.
A little extra, a little prezzy. Lots has happened just before we started recording. We're jotting down, furiously writing notes on each other's lives.
Notebooks.
A lot's happened.
Well, yeah, because we haven't done a show in a little bit. You've obviously had life changes. You've left a job, you've got a whole other thing going on.
Yeah.
It's great. You look, you're not doing those crazy hours we've often spoken about. Yeah. So you look rejuvenated. You look young. You do look younger.
Yeah. I get up and like have breakfast in the morning and...
Weird.
Yeah. Have a squeeze of the paper.
And go to bed a little later?
Yeah, sometimes.
Not really.
Nah, not really. Let's get started. Dan, summer's around the corner.
It is.
Yes?
Yes.
And you asked me a couple of weeks ago if I'd joined a gym.
I did, because you've got more time on your hands now. As we said off the top, you know, you've got plenty of time. I said, sure, you get in the gym. You know, look after yourself.
Yeah. And I have. I've joined a gym.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a CrossFit gym.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because...
Why CrossFit gym? Why not a normal gym?
Because athletes, like real athletes.
Okay. It's a fad. It's kind of trendy. It's cool.
It's not a fad.
Well, we'll see how long it lasts.
It's not a fad. I did watch a Netflix documentary about CrossFit, which made me...
That inspired it.
Research it a little bit.
Cool. And so this is the first time at a CrossFit gym.
Yeah. Well, it's a box. It's a box.
What's the box?
We call it a box. It's not a gym. It's a box. It's where we do the workouts, workout of the day.
So it's sort of like, I'll be at the box tonight.
Yeah.
That's the gym.
Yeah.
Wankers.
CrossFit. Well, that's not
interesting. All right. Well, it's straight off the bat, not for me. But anyway, go on.
What I've discovered about joining a new gym, because I haven't joined one in a while, and this is sort of a group fitness setting as well, and so was my last gym.
Yeah.
Early on, when you first join a gym, you develop a character or a gym persona.
Yes.
And it happens really early.
Yeah.
It happens like in the first meeting of the trainers and the group that you're going to be training with.
I think so, because there is, I think it's definitely identifiable. As soon as you walk into a new gym, there's a feel, there's a culture in place. There's a way this place runs that everyone conforms to, whether it be, you know, a loud gym with a lot of heavy lifters, a lot of grunting, could be that. You can pick it straight away. So you instantly start trying to adjust and fit
in. How do I fit into this ecosystem?
Yes, yes, yes.
And after the first session, you become... You know, Tim, the
whatever it may
guy with the white shoes or white shoes guy or grunter. You know, maybe someone who grunts at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a couple of different types of gyms.
Yeah, well, this is actually a great example. I go to a boxing gym. Now, look at me.
You go to you go to a boxing gym and you go to a... Like
just a standard normal gym. It's like a leisure center.
Do you have two different personas at those places?
Yes.
Great. What's your boxing gym persona?
Well, the boxing gym is more... There's a lot of ego.
Right.
In place at a boxing gym. Mm. There's a lot of, you know, people walking around, a lot of peacocking.
Can he fight?
A lot of, is he any good? What's that about? So I've come to learn easier to befriend everyone, but also a little bit, you know what? Don't want to beat up my mate. So, you know, a different approach.
Friendly guy.
Friendly guy, nice enough. And you know what? He loves being here. He's good for culture. He's good for morale.
Okay. So that's Dan, friendly guy at the boxing gym. And then at the leisure center.
Quieter. I keep to myself a little bit. Like, I don't, because again, there's no in friendly environment there. There's no one to chit chat with it because it's so big. There's so much.
Headphones in, music?
Yes, always. Okay. There's so many people coming and going from that gym. You can't form a friendship with anyone.
Right.
So, yeah, but what's yours?
Well, this is why I brought it up, because usually my gym persona is chatty. You know, making gags when the trainer's explaining things. Like, oh, I'm going to struggle with that one. I haven't done burpees in a while.
To cover for your own shortcomings?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. If I'm not good at this, I'll cover it up with self-deprecation.
Good.
Which is a really good way to go about training.
yes.
But I've walked into this new gym.
Okay.
And I've got a new persona that I'm pretty happy with, actually.
What is it?
It's different.
Yeah.
Quite Tim. I'm Quiet Tim.
Quiet Tim. Well, why are you Quiet Tim?
Like, quiet is it Tim at the gym?
Well, it's got a nice ring to it.
It does.
There's no denying that. But how have you, like, why? Why have you chosen that persona? It's quite an extreme in terms of differences.
Yeah,
is it similar to myself? There's so many people there.
There's a lot of people there. There's a lot of strong people, a lot of big people.
Again,
they're all lovely. They're all lovely.
Out. Yeah.
Very, very fit, strong people. So maybe that's why I sort of attracted a little bit.
Are you sort of the only one that might be deemed quiet? Is that your point of difference?
In my group, I'm the quiet one. I'm quiet Tim. Others are different.
Do you think it's important to have a point of difference in your gym personality?
Yeah, I think you've got to suss out who's already exists, and then
so that's what it is.
Fall into.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, actually, no, I like it. I like being quiet, Jim.
Tim.
Dan.
It's time for
Tim and Dan's rule book.
The book rules. Tim and Dan.
I danced a little bit more in that one.
You danced a lot more. That was really good.
Shoulders.
Because, again, we got video for this, so it's good to... Often a little bit stale from your end, but...
Is it?
Sometimes it's a little bland.
It's interesting. Actually, before you start, can I just say, one of my mates in London, Tom and his girlfriend, Mon, they were at a music festival. Sorry to stray.
Yeah.
They were at a music festival and they were coming back to their tent late one night and they were walking through a campsite and they sang the rule book song.
You're kidding.
And they looked at each other and thought, what is this song? And then they realized it's Tim and Dan's
rule
book.
They were going, dun, 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 dun.
Book of rules. Tim and Dan. How good's that?
That's so good because Mike sits there every week and he sings along after we finish the show. And we're like, that's nice. Someone cares. Friends of ours in London.
Shout out to Tom and Mon.
Thanks,
in
guys.
London.
Keep singing. Great. Spread the word. All right. Well, let's get on with the rule book. So I've got the rule this week.
Yeah.
My rule, I want to enter into the rule book. Have you got the book there?
Yes. Yeah. Hold on.
Little sound effect. There it is. Open. Okay.
There it is.
Good, good. Now,
Who needs Mike anyway?
No, you don't need him. All right. The rule. Entering into the rule book this week. When using a zebra crossing, your feet must always be on the painted crossing.
Okay, not sure I'm a fan of this.
Okay, well, interesting, because I've noticed people are becoming very relaxed with where the zebra crossing is.
Well, it's thereabouts.
No, it's not. It can't be thereabouts.
What do you mean?
Hey, okay, so that's like, it's the same thing if you're 20 metres down the road and there's traffic light crossing. The little green man goes off, bing, people cross, you jump down the road, you're crossing, police would pull you over for that, jaywalking.
I'm not saying the police wouldn't pull you over. I'm just saying it's all right.
But why is it all right? Okay, let's remember, where are zebra crossings usually? They're in car parks.
Car parks, shopping centre car parks.
Yeah. So like little small close quarter car parks, they're hard to navigate as is. They're often one ways.
Sure.
So like there's a lot of stress going on. Not to mention, you've got cars pulling out every which way out of car parks. There's a lot to take in. Last thing we need, idiots darting out from their car a meter away from the zebra crossing.
Yep.
I'm not at the zebra crossing yet. I'm not prepared for pedestrians. I'm still worried about the Volkswagen coming out from over there.
Fair enough.
Can you see the stress level?
You don't want any bending of the rules and regulations. I get it.
Rules are there for a reason.
Can we be a little bit lax? Can we give it a...
Like a bracket.
A bracket.
Brackets down the bottom under the rule.
Meters. Can we have it in meters?
As long as it's agreed upon.
Okay. Well, let's chat about it. Because if I see a zebra crossing and I'm within 5 meters thereabouts of it, I'll consider that as I'm a pedestrian crossing near the safe zone. Yeah, I'm safe.
So, okay. I'll give you a hypothetical. I'm driving. Pulling down the street, you dart out 5 meters away from the zebra crossing, and I clip you because you've come out late.
Your fault.
My fault. Would you willingly and confidently come up to me and go, mate, what the hell? It's a zebra crossing. Or would you for a split second go, I was pretty far away from it.
For a split second? But I'd argue tooth and nail that you've hit a person. You should always be alert. If you're in a shopping centre car park...
Yeah, but there's a zebra crossing. What's the zebra crossing's redundant then?
It's more of a guideline, is it? More of a Sort of a, this is, if you're going to cross anywhere,
yeah,
here'd be nice. That's what the shopping centre.
It's not a here would be nice. It's a this is where you must cross. If you're going to cross, guys, use the zebra crossing.
Okay, well then what are you going to give us? What's the buffer then? Can you give us 2 metres?
Oh,
that's pretty close. That's pretty close.
I would say a metre.
A metre. Okay. All right. A metre. I'll give you that. A metre. Fine. Put in the rule.
Well, think about a metre. A metre ruler. That's a decent. What's that, then?
That's not big enough. Anyway.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, I'll it's agree. In. Well, it's in the rule
book. All right.
You know the rules.
Yep.
Once they're in, they're in. So, to reiterate, when using a zebra crossing, your feet must be on the painted zebra crossing.
Or within a meter.
And again, I'm not thrilled about the brackets, but okay. You know, that is another rule in Tim and Dan's rule book. The book rules with Tim and Dan. You can imagine it sung around London.
Yeah, great. Dan, as we mentioned off the top, a lot of things have happened in both of our lives since we last caught up.
Very busy.
I was a groomsman at one of my best mate's weddings.
Yeah.
Old schoolmate.
Now, for those familiar with the show, we spoke about it quite a while ago where you were actually caught up in this whole, am I the best man for this? Who's going to be the best man? Don't know. Like, not sure of our role.
Yeah.
So you were a groomsman.
I was a groomsman. I was demoted to groomsman. Well, I wasn't the best man at the end
of the day.
That's
all right, though.
That's
still
fine.
Meaningful.
It's fine. Yeah. It's still quite stressful.
Is it?
Again. Even if you're just, you know, a bit player on the day.
Yeah, well, again, it's a big day, and you've got a big role in these. These people are going to remember this day forever.
Yeah.
This is their biggest day together.
In their wedding photos.
Yep.
And my mate Nick and his wife, who was also my friend, Elle, they looked amazing. It was a great day. Everything went really well.
Yeah.
And the whole time, though, I was nervous. I was there thinking, okay, am I doing enough?
Yep.
As a groomsman? Is there something I could be doing more of? And so you go into this sort of performance analysis type thing.
And I think it's natural as well because, again, you're getting married in the within the next year.
Yeah.
So you're going to start, you know, you're probably taking this opportunity to go, I want to perform the way I'd expect my groomsman to perform.
Yes.
Yeah, it's set the correct example since some of the people involved in this wedding might be on the call-up card for your wedding.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, lead by example.
Absolutely. And I think I did really well.
Cool.
I think every step along the way.
So what does it entail? What were your responsibilities?
Well, you know, stand up there, obviously, as it's
all
happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, I moved the signing table. Me and my friend Selby moved the signing table to be...
What's that?
The signing table where you sign your wedding certificate. We moved
it. Oh, so you brought it into shop for
that
everyone?
That was important.
Into the room,
That didn't happen. They couldn't have signed on
a
table.
No,
during the photos, Selby and I carried the bucket of beers and drinks for everyone.
A lot of housekeeping.
Yeah, but that's what you do.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you roll up your sleeves and you... And so I did.
You're there as the support person. You're there to go, whatever your worries are, don't, because you've got us. We're here for you on your big day.
And there was one little thing that happened at the reception that I want to just get some support with because I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Okay.
I just want to run past you as like a, because I know that you're always there to help me and support me.
Yeah.
And you can hear it in my voice that it's troubled me.
Yeah.
We get to the reception where the reception's happening and they introduce, everyone's seated and they introduce the bridal party and they start with the groomsmen.
Okay. So this isn't the ceremony.
This is the party. This is the party.
Yep.
Party time. Right?
Oh, so you get an entrance at this?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, at least at this wedding we did.
Yeah.
You get an entrance. So there's an MC up there. It's Elle's brother.
Yep.
Steve. And he's going, okay, bridesmaid and groomsman number one is Andrew Selby. And
yes,
Selby comes down.
Yes, okay, Selby's in.
There's some high fives.
So is it a little dancey?
Yeah, it runs.
Okay, cool.
Here they come.
Okay. So
like that.
You're part of creating the fun atmosphere at this
Absolutely.
Point. You know, you're in there, you're going, let's get up, guys,
yeah,
we're here.
It's
okay,
party
cool.
time. I think I even verbally said that as I came in.
Did you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, Dan, my turn came.
Yeah.
Right? And I saw Selby. Selby did this little, like,
dance
as he walked in.
The little guns up by his head.
Guns,
like,
little pointing to the crowd.
Yep.
I thought, oh, he looks cool doing that. What am I going to do when I come down? And it was walking down the aisles of the tables. And so what I did
people
was,
either side.
People either side of me.
Yep.
The music's playing. It's a great song. Running down, you know, party's here. put my hands out for high fives.
High fives?
And then...
Why the high five?
Well, I just thought it was a... It's a nice
sort of interactive, bringing people into...
Yeah, that's right. Now, but you're part of this too.
Were people interested in the high five?
A few were. Yeah, a few were. And that's probably where the problem arose, because not every person got involved, which left some people in a position where they were exposed. They were exposed to my elbow. And...
You clipped someone.
Yeah. I clipped someone.
You clipped someone?
I clipped one of Elle's family members in the head.
Wow. Okay, so not even a
could have been elderly as well. Could have been elderly.
Wait, so, okay, not even a family member. Given it's her side, you're probably not even familiar with the person. So,
no.
Do you know who it was?
I have no idea who it was, and I spent the rest of the reception looking over my shoulder, waiting for someone to say, you elbowed me in the head.
Well, you would. You entered.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think
I get it. Like, the whole point is, does this taint your performance as a groomsman?
Yeah.
Yep.
Does it?
Yeah.
So I do the whole day and then I elbow someone in the head.
All right, well.
You know, having a bit of fun and.
Okay, put it this way. One of your groomsmen come down on your wedding day and they clip grandma over the head with their elbow. How would you feel?
Completely unacceptable.
Tim, recently one of my worst fears has been confirmed for me.
You have lots of fears, so do I know what this fear is?
Well, I don't think you'll be surprised by it. So, we might have spoken about it in the past. I've always been a little wary and cynical when it comes to Uber Eats and the trustworthiness of the drivers.
Okay.
So, Uber Eats, obviously a delivery service for your food.
Yes.
And I've always felt that there's somewhat pinchable foods.
There's now, lots of pinchable foods.
Yes.
Chips, nuggets.
Mate, just recently stuff. In the news, a guy got caught. An Uber Eats driver on a home cam, security cam, got caught pinching a chip as he brought the delivery up to the door.
I mean, if you're going to pinch it anywhere, do it in the car. Don't do it up when you're ding dong. Might have a little nibble.
Well, you know what the thing is? Well, maybe that was the fifth chip. He might have been snacking the whole way.
Could have been the last chip. He's gone, here's, enjoy your chips.
Yeah, idiot.
Not.
Yeah. I mean, it seems it's problematic at best.
Yeah.
So naturally, I've now gone, well, I can't order chips anymore. I can't order from a place that has chips.
You love Uber Eats. Pinchable food. So you're not going to order anything that has pinchable foods
no.
in it?
That's... I'm not going to pay for something. And on top of that, pay a delivery fee for some of my item that I've asked for. You know, some of the end product.
You're scratching off a lot of things on your Uber
Eats. That's what I'm going to ask. Because what I've done is I've made a little shortlist of what I think are safe options for me to continue to...
Non-pinchable orders. Okay.
Yep. So like fish and chips, they're off.
Yeah, gone.
Again, because the chips. Absolutely. Anything gone. You think of chip-related, it's not going to be on here.
Chips are gone.
Indian.
Naan bread.
Butter chicken.
Naan bread is pinchable. Naan bread.
I do get naan bread.
You don't know how many serves of naan bread are in a serving of naan bread. You don't know. Have you counted?
You never count.
Never count.
You never count. You just keep reaching for the naan.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just when I thought the butter chicken was safe. George and I like to get Ben and Jerry's sometimes, ham-packed pint. You know, you get your toppings. It's delicious. Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's your problem there. Toppings. Pop
you
off the top. Just reach in. Cookies, M&Ms. I mean, what do you get? What toppings do you get?
Brownie bits.
Off the list. Scratch it off.
Because, again, these are...
I will find something that's pinchable, probably.
Okay.
Try
this one. Pizza. You can't take a slice of pizza.
Mm.
You couldn't.
Although I do know you, and I know what sort of pizzas you love.
Yeah.
You love your meatball pizza. I would happily just pinch a little meatball off a bit of pizza.
But would you not notice a meatball? But I guess it's not about noticing it. It's about what can you do? Like, it's gone. The meatball's gone.
You wouldn't even know.
You can't even accuse the driver.
Stealthy little pinch. Yummy little meatball.
Okay, I thought pizza was going to be safe. Okay.
Well, what else you got on your list?
Okay. Here's a good one. Chinese food. I get a lemon chicken.
Prawn crackers. Pinchable. Very pinchable. Easily pinchable. Prawn crackers.
Christ's sake.
Because you don't even know how big the bag is either. So they could pinch it out and reseal the bag and you go, oh, it's a small bag of prawn crackers. It must just be what they do. Pinchable. Massively.
Every everything.
Is that everything on your list? So you've
that's
got...
all I had. I thought my lemon chicken would be safe. You can't pinch rice, but of course you could pinch.
Of course you can.
So,
what are you going
to
do?
Officially, I'm going to have to go pick up my own food. Yeah. First of all,
yeah, old school.
That sucks.
Yeah. Dan, you know what you're looking at?
You?
An official first aider.
Okay.
I am a first aider, qualified. I did my first aid course.
You poor bastard. Day. They suck, don't they?
Well, I actually think they're very important. Sorry to get
serious. I can understand the importance, but God, they're long.
Yeah, they are long, but they should be long.
So why is this the first time you've ever done it?
Well, let's go. I haven't done it in long. It expired a long time ago, so I had to redo everything.
So you were due.
CPR, full first aid, everything.
Okay.
You think they're too long?
I think they're too long, and especially for someone that's done it at some point ever. Let's look for a quick fix.
It's pretty important.
A refresher.
It's important though, because wouldn't you? If you drop on the floor right now and have a heart attack, cardiac arrest, right? How many hours of training would you hope that that person had that was coming to attend to you?
Yeah.
If they said, I did a half day, would that make you feel confident about, I'm going to survive?
If they'd done it before.
Mm.
If they said, I did it in 06 and then I did it just last year, I refreshed it.
Okay.
I'd say.
So it needs to be fresh.
As long as they've got the main points.
All right. Well, I'm concerned, actually.
Why?
Well, because I don't think there's enough. I don't think it's taken seriously enough. You're the guy in the class who's not taking it too seriously, I've just discovered.
Well,
you sort of, it's a bit long, I'm a bit bored.
I'm on my phone a little bit.
You should be concentrating.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, but what are the chances you're actually going to ever have to use it?
Well, this is the wrong attitude to have.
Well.
What if I was to fall? I'm worried now. Because what if I fall over?
I'd call someone. I'd say.
Too late.
We need help.
It's too late.
It's not too late. Like, what happened to you? What, you had a heart attack? Guess what? I can't fix that. I'm a first aider.
You can.
I can put a bandage on it. It's not going to help it.
You can get some blood pumping around the body. Anyway, we digress. I'm concerned because I didn't know that I was going to be walking into someone like you on this chat. Because I was hoping that you were going to be like, yeah, I agree. Those people concern me too. Listen, we did scenarios at this training course, right, where first aiders would leave the room. The teacher would give a scenario to the rest of the group. And then the first aiders would come in and act out the scene.
Okay.
Someone was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
One other person, we'd just done the course, literally just finished the course. And the person was having a heart attack. And the person that came in for the first aider got out an EpiPen for anaphylactic shock.
Well.
Wanted to administer adrenaline to someone having a heart attack.
Did they make it clear they were having a heart attack?
Yeah, they were holding their chest and saying, I think I'm having a heart attack. I mean, how obvious can you make it?
Okay, well, the EpiPen, I mean, that's... God, they really did that just after doing it.
Yeah. Change your tune now about...
Well,
needs a bit
I
more.
Mean, yeah. I mean, it's one thing for me not to listen, but for others to be taking it that lightly,
so
it's...
everyone else needs to make sure, so they're prepared for you to have a heart attack.
Yeah, so I don't think about it from their point of view. I think about it from
We've gotten
mine.
To the bottom of it, right? Yeah,
okay. Tim, you know I like to host things like grand final day, AFL grand final day.
Having little soirees.
Yeah, I'm always looking for an excuse to have people over.
Cheese and platter.
Yep. Chips, drinks. Good conversation. Yep. With having people over comes a need for music.
A lot of pressure as well, I think, on music.
Yeah.
Getting the mood right for a gathering. I often spend a lot of time on my iTunes trying
it's incredibly,
to come up with a playlist.
Yes.
It's going to just suit the mood and suit everyone's taste.
It's very stressful to come up with because, again, you're trying to cater to a room.
Absolutely.
And that's fine. That's part of hosting. But something I came to, it was becoming a recurring issue for me was every time I'd have people over, I'm doing the nice thing, I'm still ending up being the butt of the joke.
Why?
Because I use Spotify. When I have people over, because it seems to be I don't have access to a lot of music. So I go, I'll go to Spotify and there's a range of music. I can just put on a playlist,
nothing,
let it play.
Nothing wrong with Spotify. It's great.
I don't pay for Spotify Premium.
Okay.
Okay. So now for people unaware, if you don't have the premium Spotify, you have to listen through ads. You can't skip songs.
It's like every three songs or something, isn't it?
There's an ad. But if you pay for it, you don't get that.
And the ad usually is, Hey, Spotify Premium's available if you want to.
So hey, tight ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Ads are about not being a tight ass.
So it always opened me up to one of my friends going, oh, tight ass. Yeah. Like, you know, get Spotify Premium, mate. And then everyone laughing. And I'll, again, having everyone over, yet the joke's on me.
Another ad.
Yep.
Skip the song. Oh, wait, you can't.
Yep.
Tight ass. Yeah, all those things.
So I bit the bullet.
Mm.
I went, you know what? I've had a gutful. I like to entertain. It's an investment.
You bought Spotify Premium.
I've signed up.
Great.
Spotify Premium. It's like $11.95 a month or
so
something.
So cheap.
Yeah. Yep. But you know, in this day and age, you've got other things you're signing up. I've got monthly bills. So like, it's just another thing to factor in.
So 11's too much, do you think?
Well, no, it's not that it's not too much, but I saw an opportunity. I was like, Georgia, would you, my girlfriend, I was like, would you like to use Spotify too? She's like, yeah, I've never had it. And I was like, you know, we could share an account. And I thought, what's smart as a couple is to split things. Like,
sure,
let's both use Spotify and then, you know, you transfer me half of the $11.95 per month.
Okay. So you got Spotify Premium to stop the tight ass bullying.
Yep.
And you've got Spotify Premium and have continued to be, arguably, a tight ass again.
That's what they're saying.
That's
what they're saying. Now, I'm bringing this to you because, again, I've done this to please. I'm a people pleaser. I've largely wanted to prove to my mates I'm not a tight ass.
Okay.
In the process, I'm still being labeled a tight ass because I'm making my girlfriend split it with me. Now, again, I think it's unfair.
Yeah.
But you're somebody in a relationship that, you know, you and Emma live together.
Yeah.
Isn't it normal for couples to split things?
Yeah,
and
absolutely. We split things all the time, Dan. All the time.
So what do you split? Like,
We split groceries. There are normal things that couples split. Groceries and, you know, every now and again, you know, petrol, things like that. But, I mean, Netflix, Emma pays for Netflix, I pay for Stan.
It's only $15.
It's not. You split big amounts, not $11.
Okay, but then why should I pay for the Spotify? So why shouldn't Georgia just pay for it? I mean, she's using it as much as I am.
Okay. How much is Georgia having to transfer you a month?
I think it's, what's half of $11.95?
$6.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, like you set up an automated transfer and it just comes out of her account.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
You haven't got to the actual cent transferring, have you?
What's the point of splitting it if you're not going to do?
Okay, that's, you know, interesting. That's you're a tight ass.
I'm not.
You're a tight ass. Dan, as you mentioned, Mike, who is our much loved, he presses the buttons on the radio show.
Yes,
this is our podcast,
podcast
on Triple M Modern Digital when we do our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Mike pushes all the buttons. He makes sure we go to air. He's a lovely guy.
Yep.
And it's usually his honour to be behind here pressing buttons. But I've been blessed with.
You're where Mike usually is.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's. Oh.
The issue with it is you're in control of your little intro music.
That's
you
right.
Can.
So I can make it louder.
All right, that's
I can
enough.
I can bring it down as well. I can bring it down as well.
So,
just like I want to bring everyone's mood down.
Thought of the week, this is. If you're familiar with our show.
Sorry, I thought I should have said that.
Yeah, well, again, while you're in Mike's position, you've sort of lost track of your normal duties.
I'm concentrating on a lot of things here. Okay. Here it is.
Sorry.
So at this point of the show, Dan,
uh-huh.
we just all start to just relax. We start to think about the week ahead.
Yep.
The week that's been.
Of course.
Maybe even the life that's been so far.
Gets wanky every week.
It's not wanky. Okay.
You're having fun over there.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
in
having,
full control.
Having a lot of fun. And Mike, if you're listening.
This is how it's done.
Let's drop some faders. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a thought, Dan. And you listening. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Take this thought into the week. Here we go.
Okay.
Listen carefully.
Me. Yep.
Opinion is the medium between knowledge and ignorance.
What was it?
Oh, hold on. Opinion is the medium between knowledge and ignorance. Just let the music take you away.
Opinion is the medium between knowledge and ignorance.
Knowledge and ignorance.
Yeah, I've never quite understood. Is medium Did you say medium?
Don't get
median?
Bugged down in individual words. Just listen to the whole quote.
Sorry.
Do you want it again?
One more time. Okay.
Opinion mm-hmm. is the medium between knowledge and ignorance.
So does that mean middle ground? Would you say that's what medium?
Yeah, so opinion medium sits between means? Opinion sits between knowledge and yeah. ignorance. It sits in the middle of the two.
All right.
So your opinion.
Calm down. All right.
So what does that mean to you? This is not as smooth as when Mike's here. What does that quote mean to you?
I think I've got it. So when you're ignorant, you don't know something. To know, you have to form an opinion. And when you're in that opinion process, you're floating your opinion out there, only then do you expose yourself to potentially turning that opinion into knowledge. I would think knowledge would come before opinion. You need opinion. You need knowledge to form an opinion. Are you sure you read it right?
You know what? Let's do this again on the radio show and when Mike's here. It just goes better.
But I think you misread.
No, I didn't. Well, Dan, there it is. Another episode done.
Yep.
A little bit more chilled today. Podcast, obviously. Different as well.
Yeah, different. And noticeably the zen, a moment of zen. That you do at the end there where we have the nice music and stuff. Mm. Usually we bounce ideas off what Mike and I both take from that moment and how we both feel about your little saying that you give us in that.
Yeah.
In
that felt a little bit different today.
It did.
I thought the panelling was quite
average.
Quite good.
Oh.
Quite good.
Well, did all right. I mean, at one point we did have to get a microphone next to my phone to try something.
So, Mike,
if you
did listen, just take some notes, man.
And please come back.
Dan, people can get in touch with us as well on our social.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got us on Tim Dan Graham, Instagram, just over there. And Facebook, search us Tim Dan. That's pretty much where we are on the social media platforms, all bar Twitter. And follow the podcast, iTunes. Subscribe. Leave a little feedback.
Leave a rating. I'm curious.
Yeah, leave a rating. We don't have many, but
actually, you know what? Don't leave a rating because
could hurt our
people.
Feelings.
Can be cruel.
Yes.
Anyway, Dan, it's been a pleasure.
Always, mate.
See you next time.
See ya.